Yeah, Simon Ches, let us again start Sif Yadalit. In Parsha Talisai, a person took off his talis, afilo hoya datai lachzer lisatev by miyad. He had an intent, he's going to put it back on again. So the Mechaba holds, tzorich levorech, he has to make a new broche, kshe yachzer v'yisatev by. The Mechaba holds, he had made a broche on the talis, on the levisha he had made. Now, by taking off the talis, that levisha ended. By putting on the talis, it's irrelevant if when he took it off, he was thinking to put it back on again, or not thinking to put it back on again, but the process of taking off the talis ended the levisha harishayne, and his intent to put it back on again does not in any way help the situation. He had made a broch on the levisha, and the levisha ended. So therefore, the Mechaba holds, he has to make, if he puts it on again, even though he put it on right away, he has to make a new broch. Agor, v'yesh oimrim, and the Ramot says, she'ein mevolchin im ho yedate lachze lisatev boy. The Ramot holds that if the taking off was with an intent to put back on again, so that is not considered that the first levisha ended, because he has an intent to put it back on again. So therefore, he does not make a new broche. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav, Tzorich Levorech, Afilo Nisha Olof Talos Kotten, even though he's wearing a talus cotton. Later we'll see there is a maila by wearing a talus cotton, but in the case of the Mechaba, it doesn't help that he was wearing a talus cotton. The levisha of the talus godel ended with through that he took off the talus godel. Vafilu imtekif nis'atev boy, according to the Mechaba, fully right away he was nis'atev in the talus. He's in the same place, he didn't move, he put it back right away. That when he took off the talus, that's a hepsik in the levisha, that means he ended the levisha, and therefore he has to make a new broche. And the Rama says, you don't have to make a new broche, he wasn't wearing a talus cotton, since the taking off the talus cotton was with an intent to put it back on again, so that is not called. So it's still called a continuation of the first levisha. V'chein posku v'achoynim, and we paskin like the Rama, v'tama yeshayim Rama, v'kivon, the ba'is ha'pshito yadatoi tekev l'lovshay, when he had taken it off, he had an intent to put it back on again. So therefore, the chain also, and he put it back on, lehavi apshita hefsik. So that what he took off the talus is not considered a hefsik in the levisha. It's called one big levisha. Vafilu imshino mekaymoi bintayim, afilu he changed his mokim, kigoyim. And he gives a marshal. He took off the talus, he went into the Beis HaKisei. Could be the Beis HaKisei was in another place, an outhouse. So it is not considered a hefsek, even shechozal v'lovash oisei talus atzmai. We had learned yesterday that there is a chesaron of shinei mokim. So the chesaron of shinei mokim was if a person made a bracha on a talis cotton, and he was mechavin for a levisha of a talis gadol, which was in a different place. So since the talis gadol is a new mechayev, and he wants to pata this new mechayev with the previous bracha, and the new mechayev is in a different mokim where the bracha was made, so then the bracha cannot pata the new mechayev. But if he made already a bracha on this talis, and he's going to put back this talis, so memele, so even though he changed the mokim, that is leimalo v'leimerit, since the levish is the talis which he had previously made a bracha, so therefore he takes off his talis, he goes to the Beis HaKiseh, he comes back. Since his intent was when he took off the talis, he's going to put it back after he leaves the Beis HaKiseh, so memela he does not have to make a bracha. The imposha tefillin adaiti lekones lebeis hakisya behefsik al yedeze. By tefillin, the poiskim say that if a person took off his tefillin and then later to go to the beis hakisya, then he put them back on, there the beis hakisya is considered a hefsik. The shani hosam. Kivin the Beis HaKiseh also betfilin avihefsigoma. Now, let me just clarify one inyan. It's mavur laid in Hilchas Tefillin as follows. Me'ikra hadin, one is permitted lasais to be mashten in tefillin. That is muta me'ikra hadin. One is not permitted lasis tzrochov wearing tefillin. So we have two halachas, there's hashtone and then there's asiyas tzrochov. Now, there's one more halacha. If a person goes in a mokim that one can be asiyas tzrochov, so there is, even though his intent is to be mashten, not to be lasis tzrochov, but chazal asad to wear tefillin in such a mokim, because such a mokim, he might decide when he's there, last is trocha. So therefore, one is not permitted to wear tefillin in such a place. So let's talk lemais. If a person wants to go to a urinal, and he takes off the tefillin, so me'iker hadin, he could wear the tefillin there. This is not a mokim that is roi last is trocha. So me'iker din, he could wear the tefillin there. He took it off, very fine. So there he doesn't have to make any bracha at all, because this is just like we have by a talis. By a talis, it's not proper to wear a talis gadol in a beis hakiseh, but there's no issa me'ikar adin to wear a talis in a beis hakiseh. So therefore, if a person took off the talis and he had an intent to put it back on again, and theoretically he could wear the talis in the beis hakiseh me'ikar adin, so therefore, it's not called the hefsik. I took it off with an intent to put it back on after I leave the Beis HaKiseh. So that is not called the hefsik. He puts it on without a bracha. In the same vein, if he took off the tefillin to go to a urinal and with an intent to put it back on, he also doesn't have to make a new bracha. He can put back the tefillin without a bracha. If he goes to a mokim that is yochel lasei tzrochov sham, so there the halach is you're not allowed to wear tefillin there. So it's called that in this zman there was a hefsik of this man levisha. That means he went to a place where he was not allowed to wear tefillin. So there, when he comes out, he has to make a bracha on the tefillin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. But Agav Uche and Piske Chuvis, they bring down, since there aren't that also Chiluke days, one who normally makes two brachas on the tefillin, the Shalyan and Shalva, should make one bracha
the pater de shmeket zilvula, but the brocha l'anich the pater de shel rosh also. About kaponim, so now this is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Mishnah Berurah is saying that if I put on a talus and I take it off with an intent to put it back on, even though there's a shinei bokim, but since I'm making the broch on the same talus, even though he took it off to go to basic, he says, since mehike radin, he's permitted to wear a talus there, so when he comes out, he doesn't have to make a new broch, if mashen came by tefillin. So now he says, mashen came by talus, the medine, now, Vida, and we would like to elaborate a little bit in what he says of Vida. Din ba'esa pshite lo'yhoyo datoy lu'boish miyad. So a person took off a talus, let's say a talus godel, talus cotton. He did not have an intent to put it back on right away. Sakacha Ezezman is going to put it back on later. So he took it off with an intent. He wants it off for a time. Ezezman, which is a very vague description. Am Shahachakach Chosov and Isata Benya. Then he changed his mind. He'll put it back on right away. The kulam mitzvah lasa ravoich, he has to make a new baroche. Vafilim nisha ol talus kodem, because this was taken off not to put back right away. The taker shepshotay oz dola mitzvah. He took it off with an intent. He's taking it off now. He doesn't have an intent to put it on now. Vuhu adin lehepech, a second case. In ba'eis apshito yadate lilbosh miyad. What? He took it off, he's going to put it back right away. V'akach nishtai z'zman. Z'man passed, v'isich datoy, v'is mesich das. Gam b'zeh l'kulal mitzoych l'arzor v'orch achol nishol l'vtal v'shkot. Now, we have here a halacha which is very vague for one to really know what one should do. Let us just say one more lotion that there is in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, this is four lines from the bottom. The Bir Halacha, he says, V'ula yesh l'chalek benim shor harbe imloy. That is, it depends if a person, there was a longer period of time, a shorter period of time, a longer period of time, you have to make a bracha. A shorter period of time, you don't have to make a bracha. But then again, we also do not have a clarity in what we're speaking about. So I'd like to mention as follows. The Intshuvus van Hoggis from Amsterdam, he closed a shayla. A person went swimming and he took off his talus cotton, he went swimming. He wants to swim. And then after he finishes swimming, he decides to put back on the talus cotton. Well, let's say a person's going to play, he takes it off, he doesn't want the talus cotton to get all sweated up. And then when he finishes, he goes and puts it back on. So he wants to clarify, so what is the halacha? I mean, this is a case, he took it off with an intent to put it back on, but there is somebody till he'll put it back on, there's a shi'ez man. So, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says something very interesting. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, if he takes it off for 2 or 3 hours, that's the intent. No, that's called a hefsek. But it seems till 2 or 3 hours, it's not called a hefsek, which is machodishtik. But let us just say, Nalicha Shloimeh, Rav Shloimeh Zalman, also says the same thing. Nalicha Shloimeh says, Hapoishet talis el das lachse lo lovsha afil nishtar zman merube eine choyzem avoich ashiyavru gimur shoyz 3 hours. Let us, let's say these psakim. And then let us say another psak in the Nita Gabriel in Hukhus Rosh Hashanah. In Posha Talisoi Lizman Afsoke, there's a Afsoke between Shachris and Tkiya Shoifa. In Omru Bei Shois Tzorich Lavor. He says, after 2 hours, but it was less than 2 hours, you don't have to make a bracha. Now, let us try to understand this. The Piskei Tshuvos mentions one word which is perhaps we can understand better these halachas. The Piskei Tshuvos says as follows. He says in Simen Ches Oischov Gimel, Klal Gimel, if a person takes off a talis and his intent is, not only the intent is, he is mechuyev to put back to put back on the talis. That means, let's talk about these two cases of a person is taking off a talis cotton, he goes swimming. Now, this person is a person who wears a talis cotton. Why is he wearing a talis cotton? He's wearing a talis cotton because he wants to be mekayem to say the mitzvah's tzitzis. That's why he wears a talis cotton. Now, when he's swimming, he can't wear the tzitzis, so he takes it off. But in the back of his mind, I mean, I'm taking off the talis cotton, at this time, I can't wear the talis cotton. But he realizes he's a yid, he's a mechuyev to wear a talis cotton. So there's an interval when I'll be able to put on the talis cotton. So he swims 1 hour, 2 hours, but the swimming 2 hours is not considered, I mean, it was taken off because the need necessitated that I can't wear the talis cotton now. But I mean, I'm equipped to wear a talis cotton, so when the need falls off, I'll put back the talis cotton. Or let us say the case of the Nita Gavriel, that means I daven shachis, the shayfa, the daven musa. I need a talis cotton. I mean, I'm not finished with davening. I'm davening. So Memela, so he took off the talis cotton, Akashi, he went to the mikveh, whatever he did. But he said, come back. So about on Koponim, it was taken off. I'm not finished with the mitzvah of the talis cotton. I need the talis cotton for Musa. I need it for Tki Yishayva. Now I can't wear the talis cotton. I'm going to the mikveh now, whatever I'm doing, but my achunas are for Tki Yishayva. So, but that's considered daitai. Even though it could involve 2 hours, 3 hours. So that, I think, that is the ghetto. But we're speaking about, let's say a person goes, he finished davening, he's going to go to a suda now, he's eating a suda. And then after the suda, he wants to take the talis home. So now, when he comes to the Suda, Shabbat Suda, Bar Mitzvah Suda, he's invited to the Suda time. He takes off the talus. Why does he take off the talus by the Suda? He finished davening already. He's finished with davening. Now he's eating. He takes off the talus. When he puts on the talus, and he wants to go home, so he has a problem. How does the talus get home? I can't carry it, Shabbos. So he puts on the talus. Now, this Levisha is Mamash and new Levisha. It's not called Daitoi to put it back on. It's not put back on again. It was worn for Tefillah. He davened already. He took it off because he's finished davening. He wants to put it back on now because he wants to get it home. And how can he get it home? So, we became now mitzvahs. But this is Mamash and new Levisha. So, in such a case, one would have to make a new bracha. I think that would more or less be the guidelines.
Yes.
Yeah. If he makes a bracha on a talis cotton, definitely. That was a different talis cotton. This is a new baggage. I understand. So if normally he makes a bracha, that's also again, let's say a person puts on a new talis cotton as of Shabbos, he goes to the mikveh, puts on a new talis cotton, covered Shabbos. So this is a new baggage. His chayv is a new bracha. Here we're talking about the same baggage. Here we're talking about he took it off, he's going to put it back on again. That's what we're talking about. So they need a real Hesach Hadas or Shehiya, 3 hours, okay? Then this on the same Beged. A new Beged, Pasha, you have to make a new Baruchah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, a person puts on a new Talis Kotn Erev Shabbos, so he makes a Baruchah. We make our mitzvahs. Our mitzvah is this year. We don't make lisat. No chabos, we make lisat. We make our mitzvah. That's my English honest to the most says. That's our bracha. What matters is what kind of talis cotton he's wearing. If he's wearing... No. No. No, okay. Because there they were able to wear the tefillin, not to be Mesir Das. What? Yeah, but we wear Talis Kotn in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah B'chol Rega. That's why we're doing it. And if a person wears it, he should, he should see him, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Rash. Sure. Yeah, if it's wool, if it's cotton, so there's a machlokes, if cotton is a deraisa or the rabbonim. But a wool and talis cotton is a deraisa, so mekayim is just a deraisa. That's why Ramoshe has a tshuva, he in Chelik Be'is, he says, he encourages everyone to wear a wool and talis cotton, to the chaparayna mitzvah, the deraisa, b'chol rega. It's hot, it's summer, no. He's not the spoil from that. He's just telling us... It's better to sweat a little over here. It'll be better over there. So I'll come from him. It's
what's the shoe now that I'm having to brush? If I went to the shoe like broke my garage, I don't know how to
get to sweat. Okay, fine.
So what's the shoe?
So we said the less than three. If you haven't, as soon as I'm finished, I'm gonna put it back on. Actually, Ms. Amsel said, for more than 3 hours, about Kaponim, 3 hours, it seems they say. 3 hours, then it seems she should make a Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, now let's go a little further. The Yesh Oimrim. So far, we heard here, Machlaitis, the Mechaber and the Ramor. A person took off a talis with an intent to put it back on again. The Ramor passes, you don't make a Nebuchadnezzar. The Yesh Oimrim, now others say, Dafke Kshenisha Olav Talis Kotten, if he's, the Talis Godel, you don't make a new bracha if he is wearing a Talis Kotten. Brachi Neugin, that's what the minute is. Now, what does this mean? Dafke Kshenisha, he's wearing a Talis Kotten, Achoinim Posko Kesh Oimrim Hazeh. But this is speaking about another case. Ach the maski de yeshemim asel le ayri rak kshaposhat atalis hoyo bistomen. Now we'll just try to a person. Let's just try to make a tzir. A person davened already. He took off the talis cotton, let's say he has to go to the bathroom. Took off the talis cotton, let's go, he's going to go to the bathroom. Now, we'll ask him, after you come back, you're going to put back on the talis cotton, you're going to fold it. What are you going to do after you come back? So I'll tell you, you give him a questionnaire. He says, I don't have any set pattern. Sometimes I come back, I decide to put back on the talis cotton, I'm out of set, sometimes I don't have a set pattern what to do. That means by taking off the talus gadol now, and I'm after davening, I have no set pattern. Later I decide to put back the talus gadol. So in such a case where it was stomach, he had no befezish intent when he took it off what he's going to do. He doesn't know yet. We'll see. L'chein amrinim, dimnisha olav talus gadol, adayim le'isich datim in the mitzvah. So they will say if he didn't know what he's going to do, and then later when he comes back, he decided to put back on the talus gadol. So if he was wearing a talus gadol the whole time, so we say he still was mekusha to mitzvah sitzes, so he doesn't have to make a brach. This is stomach. V'im la'av, if he wasn't wearing a talus gadol, mistome yisich daite. Avim hoye daite befeirish. So this din of wearing a talus cotton, which through wearing a talus cotton, he patters the talus gadol, so he doesn't make it a broche. That's dafke if there was no specific task to put it back on, not to put it back on. But imo yedai to be feirish lavzer lelov shemiyad, he took off the talus cotton, he finished. He's going to go and put it back on again. And so ich lavzer lelov shalev shemiyad, that will learn nisha all of talus cotton. If he had a be feirish intent, what to do? So then if he wanted to put it back on, v'chein lehepech lemani a talus cotton, v'mash kesavno lemaylo. That means if he decided to not to wear it, v'nire, he's in the middle of davening, and he took it off. So in the middle of davening, mistomer, he's going to put it back on again. He's going to say, Ashley, Nubalatzi, mistomer with the talus. So then that's called, not stomer, that's called the dasis. A person usually wears a talus to hold tefillah. V'chein im kiploi v'nichoi b'seich kisoi. If he folded up the talus, havei k'mei sheposhet ha'is b'feir sholdah sh'loi lachsa. And this din that we're speaking about is speaking about a unique case where there's no definite birur what he wants to do after the pshita, after he took off the talus gadol. And then we say there are guidelines. If he was wearing a talus cotton, then he decides to put back on the talus gadol. He does not have to make a brach. See, Tesbob. Im noflo talisai, shaloi b'miskaven. Now, till now, we were speaking about a person took off the talus, and the Ramah said, if I take it off with an intent to put it back again, it's not called. It's not called a hefsik in the Levishan. The machabot, it is a hefsik. But what is if it fell off? Shaloi b'miskavan. V'choyzer ha-misati, tzorich levoy. That is considered that it's ozda mitzvosay. That means the Ramah only said, if I took it off with an intent to put it back on again, so it's considered, it was never taken, I'm still wearing the talus, I took it off, I'm going to put it back on again. But if it fell off, so that means I lost the mitzvah. It's not, I took it off, it fell off. So now the mitzvah is finished. I want to put it back on again. This is a new mitzvah. So therefore, tzorich levorech, you have to make a new bracha. But that is, if it fell off completely, it's off from the top to the ground. But the talus is still covering him. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shalei b'miskavim. Afilu lemadim at taskinam. We paskin the behesa talisoi al das lahachzir. We paskin like the Ramah. If he took it off with an intent to put it back on again, ain't tzorich levoyach, because they're gorei yoisa. This is much worse. The noflo beloy das. If I take it off to put it back on, so it's not considered that there was a hefsek in the levisha. I'm going to put it back on again. But if it was taken off from me, it fell off of me. The nafla b'leidas was the lamitzvoso. V'afil anisha olav talis kotten le'mahani, because he lost the mitzvah. Tzorich le'moich. Afilu im lo'im shemiyad. Afilu puts it back on again. Because he lost the mitzvah. V'nofa mimeno be'emsa tfilis yudches. What happens is, in the middle of Shemayin Esken, the towels fell off of him. V'chziru acherim bolov, and someone went and saw that he's davening without a talis. So he put it back on him again. Kshisiyem tfilos, tfilos yudches, yamashmesh betitzis v'yaborech. So then he's mechuyev to make a new bracha. Now let's just speak about this halacha for 1 minute. If a person is in the middle of davening Shemayin Esrei and the talis fell off, so the halacha is, he's not allowed to put it back on again. Yoyim l'shmei ha-melech, the talis fell off, the talis fell off. Unless, there's one case he is mechuyev, he could put on the talis. That means what? He can't daven. He can't be mechaven to daven. Can't be mechaven to daven means as follows. Till now he was mechaven. But now, if he wasn't mechaven, just saying the words, and that, I'll say, now he can't be mechaven to daven. I mean, good morning. Where were you till now? But Al Kapanu, we're talking about, he was mechaven to daven. Then all of us thought, Talos, he's off. It's Eimel of Nea Melech, and he's standing there. He can't be mechaven. So if that is the case, then he's allowed to put it back on again. Because he's putting it back on the Tzorech Tfilah. I can't daven. The Allah is brought down. Let's say I'm holding a siddur and the siddur fell down. I can't be Muhammad. The siddur's on the ground. So my mail is so... Forget about Numa the Shah. Yeah, that's sure. It's Sicha of no mitzvah. The Shaila is that he's permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Shemayna Esrei to put it back after the two different Shailas. It's Sicha of no mitzvah. The talis fell down when he puts it back. That's not called Asa Chadash. Yes, he has. No, so the Shaila is if you're allowed to put on a talis in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, it fell down. You're allowed to put it out. So Shulchan Aruch, we pask him, you're not allowed to put it out. That's good. You're davening for the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. So this is called that you're standing for the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. I'll put on the talus now. You're not allowed to put on the talus. That's a pagam in the tefillah. Now someone else saw him, he put it on. Fine. Shkoyah. No. I'm Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. Don't think of all 20 other things what you have to do now. I'm Oymed Lefnei HaMelech in Al Kaponim. I'm standing Lefnei HaMelech and get a text message then. You're standing Lefnei HaMelech. So you forget about anything else. We're Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. So the talus fell down. The talus fell down.
This is the first day. We are all terrible.
They don't have to check my blood pressure for a half an hour. You don't think I'm a sick man? They're on the floor, sleeping the floor. No, okay, that's, let's see the halacha. So the halacha is, unless it bothers him, he can't be mechaven, he should leave it on the floor, or else we're speaking about that someone else put it on him. So he says, Abu Kshisayim tzol shitchash mash v'shpitzis v'shvivoch. Avu pishanof l'rubam, so... The mechaber passed. The roi fell off. It's good. He does have a tash. The rabbi chelkim asav gam agro mitzadu divrei atas. The kula omen b'nofer me'al kol aguf. It fell off. The lava bishni sheres biyodoi. He grabs it. He's holding it with his hands, but it's not covering his goof. Tarcha voich. Does la mitzvosam shike mitzvosita fu baguf. In Birach HaLotalos, that is, if he made a bracha once, the Levisha ended. In Birach HaLotalos, v'nofo miyodei kaidin shenisata v'ikbiyo ilaboshay, what happens if he made a bracha, and before he put it on, it fell down, he never was mekayim the mitzvah there. It's not called it was ended. He's in the middle of doing the mitzvah. So then he picks it up, He made a bracha, and if I didn't do the mitzvah yet, and talk about shenish, so nivsul asikyos about leitzitzus zman v'tikne miyad, so my meile ain't talk about shenish, kimish adayin leyosa mitzvosoi leisiach datai. Okay, we'll stop here. Yes. And what the
so
why are you